five facts about the order of church membership and the Lord's Supper. Fact one, how many have got that? You must be saved before becoming a member. Jesus said you must be born again, enter the kingdom of God. So you must be saved. Fact number two, you must be scripturally baptized after you've been saved. So you got to be saved, scripturally baptized. Scripturally baptized means you got to be by immersion, not sprinkled, not any other avenue, but God's way of doing it. Amen. Fact three, you must be baptized before receiving the Lord's Supper. God gave two ordinances to the church, baptism and Lord's Supper. And I believe if you're not obedient to the first one, you ought not take the second one. I believe the Bible teaches that with all my heart. By the way, you have to be baptized by the right authority also on that baptism. And the Baptist church is the right authority. Then you number four, you are not to pick and choose which of the church ordinances you will or will not do. Neither are you free to decide in order which they be obeyed. In other words, well, I'll take the Lord's Supper, then I'll get baptized. No, do what the order Jesus said. They that gladly received his word were baptized, and later on they took the Lord's Supper. Okay, in fact five, you cannot change fact one through four. I like that. And so, all right, now, look at that next paragraph. And turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 5. Boy, I really appreciate you coming out for this Bible class. I love teaching the Bible. And it's great to see each one of you this morning. And that's how people get growing grace. By studying the Word of God. Sadly, we live in an age, I'm going to read this while you're turning, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Sadly, we live in an age which thinks it's permissible to be casual with God's, casual with His truth, casual with His inspired Holy Word. The Bible, the New Testament liberty that the believer engaged in, enjoys as Jesus Christ was not given to so we could rearrange his truth to suit our personal fancy. That's why a lot of these people write these. Then when they leave the King James Bible and they write all these other perversions, they want to have their own version. They want to try to improve on God's. Just stay with God's. His liberty was given to us so we could preserve and obey his original intentions for us. In other words, a lot of people say, well, I like that about the Bible, but I don't like that about the Bible. I'll obey that point from the Bible, but I won't obey this other point. Oh, I think that's a good point from God, but I don't really particularly care for what he said in the other point. No, they're all true. We're wrong, he's right. And God says, this isn't a smorgasbord where you can just pick and choose what you want. It's all, you can have it all, but it's all for me. And you can't change nothing. You can't change the menu of it. Amen? Now look at Timothy. Because we live in a day today, brother Mark, where they're changing. Even the Baptist churches are changing. It's scary. Churches that have been faithful down through the hundreds of years. Now we've seen that where they're changing their doctrine and changing their ways and changing their music and changing what they believe. It's scary. But he commands us to stay with the stuff. And look, he says there in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, and is appearing in his kingdom. Hey, the judge is coming. Hey, you there mocking God's word. You there changing. You there making fun. You there choosing yes or no. I want to tell you something. The judge is coming. You're going to have to give. There's a payday coming. Look at verse 2. Preach the word. I'm glad little Billy Turner out there over there in Lima. And then and Robbie is preaching the word, preaching the word. We need, and little Perry Teeth over there in the howl in the wild, preaching the word. Just keep on putting that word out, amen? With no compromise. Pastor Dave gets up here, he preaches the word without no compromise. Mark gets up here preaching things with no compromise. Evangelist Rod Black is preaching in a church today. He's going to be preaching the word without compromise, amen? Look what he says in preach the word. Man, just don't be a lollygagger. Don't be, well, if you like this, I'll do it now. No, preach it. It's God's word. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. When he says it's not good for a man to have long hair, he means it's not good for a man to have long hair. When he says it's good for a man and a wife to be husband and wife, that means it's not good for a man and a man to be husband and wife. Boy, I tell you, there's a sweeping sin going through our country, and started out in Sodom. You know where that's at? California. San Francisco will be the first one that goes under, I guarantee you. That's a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. I wouldn't want to be in San Francisco if I was my last place to be, I wouldn't want to be there. That God's going to destroy that place. Those wicked, evil people. And preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all. By the way, it's working. It's all the way. You ever notice? I better not get into this. You ever notice the liberals? Do you ever notice the liberals? What states they carry? They're usually on the outside. The red's on the inside. The heartland. But the liberals are always carrying the outside. Wonder what's going on. New York and California. Hello. I won't mention them all. We carried all this year. There ain't nobody running. I think they ought to default because there's not one good enough running. Get rid of Bush, too. I don't know what to do. Let's have Jesus come down. Amen. I'd like to vote. I'm voting for Jesus. Amen. I ain't kidding you. I am. Preach the word. Be instant in season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. I was out yesterday afternoon. I went to the Christian bookstore, and I went and visited a family that we had made a call on earlier, and I was driving down the street, Raj, and I saw this little girl, and I almost stopped the car. I almost started bawling. I don't think that little girl was more than 10 years old. And she was filled with tattoos all over her body. And I thought, my Lord. Oh my, and I could see the expression on her face, and I just said, that girl's tormented, and that little girl's on her way to hell. If someone don't have love and compassion to reach her. By the way, tattoos, I know a lot of men got them on because they've been in the service, you can't get them off, but God's not in tattoos. I'll say it again, God's not in tattoos. It's a form of witchcraft. It's a form of sorcery. So don't put tattoos on your kids. Amen. I don't even like to play tattoos. Amen. And I'll tell you why.
Leads to the real
one. Yes, sir, you're right. Now, I know that there's a lot of men in here that's got tattoos, and I'm not trying to pull your chain. Years ago, guys went into service, and they had tattoos put on them, and... But I guarantee if you could really get to the guys, they'd probably say, man, I was stupid when I did that, or I was drunk when I did that, or if I could take it back, I'd take it off, you know. I don't have a tattoo that says Rosie on my arm or anything, you know. You know? And what I'm saying is this. If you got one, I'm not harping at you. I'm just saying, don't put them on your kids. And teach your children it's wrong. See, we're preaching the word now.
Yes.
When I tell you, men ought to marry women, not men with men, women. I'm preaching now. I'm being instant now season. Now, see, when you start doing that, you're meddling. Hello? When I start saying God said it's an abomination for queers, to be sodomites, you can't believe the letters I've gotten in my ministry, especially when I preach a message on the sodomites. I'll get letters I hate you. You're God. You hate. You know. You hate people. And you. And I mean, they'll write. Man, they get mad. Even in fundamental Baptist churches. Oh, I'm telling you, we live in a day. I don't hate queers. I hate their sin.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's right.
If I could lead one to Christ, I would be more than happy to lead to Christ.
Right.
But what I'm going to say is this: God Bible, Mark, right and wrong.
Yes.
And Grandma, when you and I were kids, they taught us right from wrong, our mom and daddy. Right was right, wrong was wrong.
That's right.
And Brother Ray, it didn't matter. If it was wrong, it was wrong.
Right.
It didn't matter how lined up politically.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. Everything today has to line up politically. That's why we're in a mess.
Yeah, right.
We better get back to the Bible.
Amen.
We better get preachers and Sunday school teachers and deacons and bus workers to start preaching the Bible.
Amen.
Preach the word. Be in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke with all long suffering. Man, let it fly.
Amen.
Spit, jump up and down, shout, screw, move the pulpit, beat on it.
Amen.
Get their attention. Someone's got to wake this country up. And if the fundamental Baptists don't, we're in trouble. Well, I'm glad I got that off my hand. Now look at verse 2. That was all long-suffering, by the way, in the bottom part. And doctrine. It's important that you believe what you believe. Doctrine's important. Brother Coolidge, one doctrine that you and I have, it's called the doctrine of justification.
Right, yes.
Means that God sees us just as though we've never sinned. He saved our soul. I'm eternally. We believe what we call the eternal security of the believer.
Yes.
When Grandma trusted Christ as her Savior years ago, she was on her way to heaven right then.
That's right.
You know, when I trusted Christ years ago over in 1034 and a half Sherman Street, I was on my way to heaven right then. Did you know I couldn't go to hell if I wanted to?
Right. Right.
I don't want to, but don't.
Right.
But the reason I'm going to heaven, not because of me.
Right.
I'm going to heaven because eternal security of the believer.
Amen.
Because of Christ.
Right. Amen.
Because once saved, always saved.
Yes,
the Bible teaches that. I'm not perfect. Anyone who gets around me long enough knows I'm far from being perfect. But I have a perfect standing with God because of Christ. My flesh is not perfect, but my standing with God is perfect because Christ has imputed his holiness, his imputed righteousness to me. And he's imputed it to everyone that's ever believed on him. So if you've trusted Christ, you've got an imputed righteousness. You, no matter what, you're going to go to heaven. Does that give us a license to sin? No. Matter of fact, with the Holy Spirit in us, we should now want to live for God more than we ever lived for him. Look at verse 4:3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And brother, we're just about there, Coolidge. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from what? Look up here. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
John 17:17. Are you with me?
Yeah.
They're leaving the truth. They're leaving the Bible. Even Grandma on our coins and dollar and God we trust, it's slowly going away. I noticed on one coin, they got it just barely on the edge. In God we trust. And that's the first thing it wears off on a coin. We're in a I'll tell you, we better start speaking up. We better start standing up. Yes, ma'am. I didn't hear that. Now you really got me fired up. They can go in every bathroom? So even a guy that's not a queer could go in a woman's bathroom and say, hello. How are you, Susie? How are you, Alice? Where's this country going? See, when I didn't know, I did not hear that. I heard about letting them get married in California and in New York. I didn't hear what she said to me. What'd she say? Massachusetts? Yeah. Well, I said, the outer edge is another country. Maybe the Lord will just have a tsunami over on both sides and eliminate some until we get in near the down in the Pennsylvania or so, and then they'll kind of thin it out a little. Amen. I'm not wishing that. I look for San Francisco someday just to fall right into the ocean. They're gonna have an earthquake. You see if I'm right. I look for a great earthquake in California. I look for the earth to open up, and they're just swallow them, just like he did in the Old Testament. That's good stuff in that. How are they going to prove that they're gay? Are they going to wear a badge everywhere they go? I'm gay? Let me tell you something. I'm going to go online right now. You might be getting me out of jail. Because if some man walks in on my wife and Tammy Lynn, when they're in the bathroom, I'm going to knock his lights out. I don't care if he's gay or not gay. He's going to need Ben Gay when it's over. You say you're an old man, that's all right. I'll take a club. Nah, that I don't need it for those queers. I'll take them out anyways, the stinking queers. Go ahead. Oh, wow. As I said, you better be getting me a bondsman. That's horrible. But the Bible has a remedy of it. There was a man, there was a king called Asa. We need to run King Asa for president. Right. He rid the land of the Sodomites. Yes, he did. That's a thought.
Yes, he did. Amen.
You say, boy, you are really outspoken. The reason we're in a place we are today, preachers. And now when you get a real fundamental preacher, see, you folks are with me. Most of you have been with me for several years. You're not shell-shocked. Do you realize a person that never heard the word of God come in this church to hear me preach? From all the liberal, evil stuff they hear out that they're used to?
Yeah.
And then they come and hear a real Bible preacher, a man that really knows God, a man that really believes the Bible. They're petrified. But they shouldn't be. I'm telling you right now, you grandparents, put all you can in your grandkids. Because our grandkids are going to be here when we're gone.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. And we can't say a word or we go to jail. Yes. Wow.
What's a sign going to look like on outside the bathroom door?
Yeah. What is it? Who's it reserved for? Yeah. And there better not be a queer in there. Well, Bud, We'll take them out to the old ball game. No.
Most gunshots are within 5 miles. That's just the beginning of the
yeah. They're wanting that. See, the goal of the liberal is to take our guns away.
Yes, sir.
And when you can't fight as an American anymore, then they bring their troops in.
Right.
You have nothing to defend your family with. There's two things I'm not letting loose of. I'm not letting loose of my gun. I'm not letting loose of my King James Bible.
Amen.
America better get back to the things of God. It's if that bird gets in, we're real in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not for any of them, but that guy's the last on the pole. I didn't think I'd ever say this, Brother Mike. I never thought I'd ever say this. God, don't strike me down. But I would take you over that guy. And they're so bad, but I think he even tilts it even more. But it's real close now. She's the Jezebel of our age. She really is. You can get mad at me all you want. She's a Jezebel. Get mad at me all you want. She's a Jezebel. I'll say it a couple more times to get you real mad. She's a Jezebel. And when we get to heaven, I'll stand before God. And by the way, I'm preaching tonight. Our accountability before God. I'm preaching that tonight. 6:00. Man's accountable to, we're all going to be accountable to God. Every one of us. Yes, sir. And so, I'll stand at the judgment with you, and you won't be able to say, he never told me. Don't look for her there. She won't be there. And neither will her husband, unless they get saved. You ever, Ahab and Jezebel, Bill and Hillary, are the modern day Ahab and Jezebel. Yes, they are. Yeah, I don't know anymore. I don't know. According to Barbara, it doesn't matter. Oh, I had planned to teach this. I was going to get through 2 pages today. Let's do this. Let's go to get rid of this page, okay? Notice what it said. Watch thou. In all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of the evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. We better get ready. Folks, we have got to start. Can you imagine Mrs. Cochran, Cy Yerke? They grew up. But when Cy and them grew up, Carl McDaniel, Mary, and Elizabeth Jewell, can you imagine when they were little kids, the America we had? Can you imagine what they saw then? I mean, I'm terrified as a young guy of 59. What are our folks 80 and 90 years old that saw way more things than I saw, Bud, 80 years, and Marty, 81? What did they literally saw when people shook a hand and it was their word.
Yes.
They saw when people cried when they pledged allegiance to the flag. They never saw, Billy, they never had a school that you had to go through metal detectors and have to have police there so you don't kill each other. Yes, you did. Because they were still doing it when I went to school. I was on the back edge. I was on the back edge of you older folks. The principal led in prayer over the... He led in prayer, and then we stood and pledged allegiance to the flag. Every day. Every day. And girls look like girls, and boys look like boys.
Amen. Yep. You had long hair, you got threw out of school.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, you did.
Your hair was over your collar, you got threw out of school.
And girls dressed like girls, too.
Yes, they did.
And boys dressed like boys. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I'm getting into it. Now you're meddling, preacher. Hello.
Be meddling.
And when I went to school, that's the worst thing the worst thing I hate about our Christian school, we can't because of lawsuits. We have no corporal punishment. In other words, we can't spank any kids. Do you realize how many spank? I was thinking about that there. I never went through a year without getting spankings. I mean, that's nothing to be proud about, but. Really? How do they get away with it?
It's still legal in the state of Ohio.
Without lawsuits?
Without lawsuits.
They must be stealth. Mike? Who? Yes? Amen. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when kids mess around, mess up, and cause trouble, they need a spanking on their little butt.
Yeah,
and the trouble with our kids today, they don't get spanked.
Right.
And the Bible says, spare not the child, spare not the rod, take that rod and chuck on that kid a couple times when they're bad. Wop, wop. I've had a lot of whops, whops. Matter of fact, I was trying to go out. I had a teacher. I remember my seventh grade teacher. He was a colored man named Mr. Barnett. He was a good teacher, by the way. And he used to put it, if we said that today, what he used to say to us all the time. He used to say, Mr. Skyver, I'm going to put my foot on your neck, boy, and I'm going to stomp you. I'm going to stomp you, boy. I'm going to put my foot on your neck. He said to everybody, when you knew you were in trouble. We had a big rush. For eighth grade, we had a big Russian lady named Mrs. Davison. I seen her pick up guys your size and just throw them against the wall and say, you're getting it. And people feared her. You think those nuns were bad? You didn't have the teachers at North Toledo Riverside Grade School, buddy. We had the Gestapo. That's what we needed. We needed the Gestapo. Didn't hurt us. Amen. Well, we've left the foundations. Can you imagine if Brother Mark, he's one of our educators, if he got upset with one of the teens next year and says, I'm going to put my foot on your neck and stomp you, boy. I'm going to stomp you. Did you hear what Pastor Mark said? Do you have an educator named Mark Thompson? Do you know what he did? He threatened to put his foot on my boy's neck. It would be on the national news. Alert. Bethel Baptist Christian Academy has hired some ruthless teacher from Indiana named Mark Thompson. That's a neck stomper. Yeah. And we believe he has a militant background. And he might be part of our Al-Qaeda, yeah. They'd have everything on there. What I'm saying is this, we've got to get back. But if we don't have a national revival where America falls back on their knees and looks to God and gets back to the old ways, the old paths, we're in trouble. We are in trouble. And so the Bible says preach the word. The reason we're in trouble today, preachers have quit preaching. And even the fundamentals now, the old timers like me, they have a little governor on them, so I can't preach at all because I know I'd even blow my own people out. But you gotta preach. That's the only hope for America is the preaching. By the way, it doesn't matter who you vote for. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. I'm voting for Jesus. Amen. Notice. Look what it says there. While you're in Timothy, look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, now the latter times always refers to the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. So we're not there yet, but we're already starting to, see things. So how close are we? That in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared. Look at that. You look at kids. Like I saw a little girl yesterday. I guarantee you her little conscience is seared. She's in so much demonic stuff. I guarantee you that little thing's conscience was seared. I hope someone could reach her. When you're that young and your heart's so far in, don't let your kids walk around with all this black witch stuff on and you say, well, that doesn't hurt them. You're crazy. It draws demonic things. We're the children of the light. We're not the children of darkness. I think the fundamental Baptists need to get an education. Look at Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verses 1 through 3. Boy, Barbara, I'm gonna be looking into that. Wow. Yes. Wow. I will. Wow. Well, see, they've let the queers get married. See, the door's open. See how it's going? If there's no nonstop, they said it was all right for them to come out of the closet. Now they're going to put you in the closet, me in the closet. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord. Boy, I can't wait till he comes. Amen. How many believe he's coming? Say amen. He's coming whether we believe it or not, but he is. Yes. And by our gathering together unto him. What's that? That's the rapture. Yes, I think we're going to rupture before we rapture, though. But I'm hoping the rapture soon. Amen. That you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled. Look at that. Or be troubled neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. I'm going to tell you right now, Grandma, you folks, if you don't think we fell away, you get with some of these senior citizens. We've won a long ways. It's like night and day. And we're fastly every day farther and farther. What did they tell us at that conference there we were at last month, Pastor Dave? There was more churches are going under every year than are being started. I can't remember the figure. I don't know if you can remember the figure or not. It was unbelievable. There's more fundamental churches going under every year. There's a decline of fund. Yes, sir.
I wasn't there, but I think the number's about 6,000
a year that we lose. You might be right on that. It was drastic. We're losing 6,000 Bible churches a year. We're losing 6,000 Bible churches a year. We can't start enough of them to replace the ones that are going under. Does that scare you? You ought to thank God you got a fundamental church. Because there's a lot of people that don't have them, especially out west, out in those the Colorados and Wyoming, and stuff, out there in that west coast, there's nothing out there in some of those spots. Yeah, hold on. Let me give you one more verse. But see, Brother Coolidge, they're falling away. And that's why, look at this last verse, Jude. There's a little book right in front of Revelation called Jude. I'll close on this Jude, verse 3 and 4. You wonder why preacher gets a red face. You wonder why spit, jump up and down, scream, get all excited. And why sometimes I offend people. I don't want to offend people. But I'm not going to compromise God's word just so people won't get offended. That's what's happened to America. Preachers have quit preaching. And so because they won't offend people. I've never been a guy worried about people's faces. I've always just let it fly. Wherever it falls, it falls. But we need preachers like that. I hope my preacher boys will always be like that. We've raised up a crop of preacher boys in this church. And I think all our preacher boys have got that conviction in their heart. Amen? And if the Lord doesn't come back and us gray hairs go on to be with the Lord, let's hope that these younger fellows will keep on preaching and standing strong. Amen? One verse and we'll break. Jude, verse 3 and 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you. It was needful. And exhort. When you exhort, you're trying to get your point across. That you should earnestly. If you do something earnestly, are you doing it haphazardly? No, you're putting all your efforts earnestly. It's priority. You're putting all your efforts towards it. Earnestly, what are we supposed to do? Contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. You see, let me look at that. Brother Freddie, I've got to preach hard. I've got to keep going on. Even if it's not politically right, I've got to keep preaching because the Bible says, hey, I gave you the truth. Contend for it. People are coming in and taking it away from you. They're taking it away from you. You better have some preachers say, no, 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 you can't have it.
Amen.
One of the greatest things you want to hold on to, number one, and I'll close with this, you need to contend that this Bible is a pure word of God. That there's no errors. That God gave us a perfect Bible. He does. And that God's great enough not only to record his word, but God's big enough to preserve his word throughout all ages. Now let me say this to you and I'm going to close. The start of any church, when you see a church starting to criticize the Bible, when you start seeing churches leave the scriptures, mark her down. That church is falling away. See, they've got to get rid of this. Whenever I see preachers doing a lot of things that are not right, I always tell my boys, watch them. It won't be long. It won't be long before they leave the old King James Bible. Watch all these big churches out there. They might say they're Baptists, but when they leave this Bible, watch them. You're going to remember this old gray-haired fellow telling you that. It rubs against some people. I don't care who they are. This Bible's true. And I'm going to contend for it as long as I live. And I don't care who gets mad at me. And this is the foundation. You got nothing if you lose this. And that's why they want to lose it. And they want you to doubt that it's not pure so they can bring their little false teachings to you. I'm staying with the book God gave me. Till death do us part. We're married to Jesus. And I'm married to his book. Amen. Father, we thank you for the time we've had. Pray that you'll bless us and Lord, help us to contend for the faith. Oh God. The world's going, Lord, every day it seems like the world just keeps, America, keeps getting farther away from you. I just pray there'll be some voices raising up. Help some preachers to raise up today in America, Lord. Help them all over the state of Ohio and Michigan and Arkansas and Alabama and Georgia and Florida and you name them all, Father, Maine, New Jersey, New York. God, just, Lord, especially over in California and New York, give those men a special unction. Give them courage to stand and speak the word, not wavering. And Father, just bless them for standing. And Father, help us always to contend for the faith. We'll ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, we'll break for 5 minutes.